Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Readings that we're conducting this evening. They are the focal point for intuitive perception. Also, I will be using a full 24-card layout that is my personal preference. Others have theirs. They'll do three cards. They'll do maybe five cards. I prefer to do the whole enchilada of 24. Doesn't take me long to lay them out at all. I enjoy being able to get a glimpse of your life in terms of the past, the present, and, of course, the future. So with that said, I'm going to now turn you over to Jimbo, who's going to help you have a magnificent phone call with us this evening.
Yes, indeed. Welcome, everybody. I want to remind you that this show is for informational and educational purposes only. We'd also like to remind everybody out there in various lands, platforms that are joining us tonight, if you are international, and you let us know, we will give you live international shout-outs as you appear. It doesn't have to be at the beginning. And because right now I'll give them to nobody. But they will show. They will come. And I will give them out gladly.
We like to honor them a little bit more than, you know, those from here from North America. Because they're, it's quite late where they are. You know, we're talking 2-3 in the morning, and sometimes it's even the next day.
You just don't know. Yes. All right. 515-602-9676. That is the number to call in and get your free reading. All right. When you call in, you shall hear a message that says, you can listen to the show while you wait. And that is the case. That is the truth. No, it is. And if you hear, extended amounts of silence, that's a problem. Hang up, call back. Now, at the beginning, you heard some silence. It took me about 20 seconds to get our audio on, so they missed about 20 seconds of your opening spiel. Well, that wasn't too terribly much. That was just your greetings, like, hello, welcome, I love you all so much. But we're good now. I will have to say, Deb, I listened to it. The audio is like really outstanding. I'm using a different output. I might have to do this if we ever go back to my machine. It just sounds it's hard to describe. You have to listen to it while I talk when it's there connects.
What am I to do with this?
Listen to it once it connects, and then you can hear how good the audio is. It doesn't sound like hollow or echoey or anything now, does it? Or maybe you haven't heard it yet. All right, anyway, yes, that's the deal there. When you call in, we will. You'll get your reading, and if you're a Facebooker, since it's alternate Wednesday, we are going to alternate every other reading, so you will be guaranteed.
You're right. It's still a phone call, but nonetheless, better.
But you never really listened to it before, I guess.
No,
it wasn't. It was still. It had a lot of desire. It might be the output I selected. And your computer is a different, newer operating system, and blah 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 blah. A lot of blahs.
Blah, blah.
That's right. But folks, my folks, my furious folks, let's see if this is going to work. It's going to be a communist. So I have to manually do it. When you hear, I never did get a chance to fix this all. When you hear the harps, that means that your reading is coming to an end. because that's, you know, good things come to an end, and they have to. It's free readings, and we get a lot of folks, especially on Alternate Wednesday. That's a lot of business to take care of. But don't leave, because I'm going to give you an angel card. And since we had very big technical problems on Monday, Archangel Michael, Sword of Light Oracle cards, are making a rare non-Monday appearance. So that is the card you shall get tonight. It will be a message from Archangel Michael himself, a single card. And then we'll move on. Okay, let's see here. Yeah, we got things happening today.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, well, of course. It's National Cheese Ball Day. Those are kind of weird. They're good a lot of times, but it's like it's got all that stuff on the outside sometimes that if you sometimes that people don't like that.
It's nuts.
And you got to, yeah, it is, and I don't know what kind, and then you got to get through it if you don't really into that.
Well, what you can do is be bad and use your cracker or your knife to scrape it off. And then dig in.
Yeah, I think that's what a lot of people kind of wait for, some people to get into it a ways, and then they go.
I like
it. Cheese.
Yeah.
They're good. It's got to be pretty much almost room temperature, because if you pull it out of that refrigerator cold, it's going to break any kind of cracker on this planet on it. Cold cheese, this is not going to, you're not going to be able to, yeah.
It's in the same class as Philadelphia.
Yeah. You pretty much got to use a knife after a while. If it's warm, you can maybe get in there with something. But yeah, National Banana Day, too.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, we've got some four-legged friends of ours that love some banana. They do.
They even know the word.
Oh, God, yeah.
Out the door, all you have to say is banana.
They could be listening right now as we speak and standing by the door going, oh, damn. That is a true statement. All right, do you have things that you would like to speak of before we start doing Le Show?
Well, I just wanted to mention those who are waiting for me, who've had a reading on my agenda. You're in the queue for that, for your private reading. I've just received some really terrible news. Actually, it was not very long ago, in fact. And my mother has now been diagnosed with the beginning of Lewy body dementia, which is not a good one.
I wonder who that guy was.
Well, yeah, I know.
Is he a doctor?
Lewy. I don't know. Some people go very quickly, and some people they actually can manage for a while. We don't know yet. We will see. So please bear in mind, I'm here, and I will get to you tomorrow. I think is going to be a day for that, hopefully. Of course, I'm running out for vaccinations, got to see the dental
specialist. Yeah, you got multiple things to do.
So I can't, you know.
Definitely this week, though, right?
Yes.
Tomorrow is Thursday, and then Friday is Friday.
And it could be Friday.
Could be Friday. Good. You want to knock it out before the weekend. That's right.
Yeah, you don't want me when I'm not at my best. And that's something that those who learn this method have to take into account, that your readings are going to be, you know, limp and feeble at best if you are not at your best. So you kind of have to gauge yourself.
Yeah, you probably wouldn't want a surgeon doing a heart transplant if he just wasn't really into it.
He didn't feel like it's
like, yeah, I don't know. I just don't know that I'm really into this heart transplant today. It's like, well, go ahead and give it a shot, doc. You know, what the hell? All right, shall we?
All right, let's go. Let's get this party started.
Let's go to our first caller, which is in area code 509, which is out in Washington. Yes, 509,
hello,
first caller.
Hello there. Who's on the line with us?
Hi, my name is Erica.
Hi, Erica. I had a feeling.
Hi.
I had a feeling. How are you doing?
She had a feeling.
I'm good. I'm good, thank you. How about yourself?
Well, you know, the news of my mother, not so good, but otherwise, sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So what is on your mind this evening, or this afternoon, I should say?
Yeah, I ended up working last week, and I think I might have, like, insulted a coworker, and I don't know how he took it. He didn't seem to really care much. It was completely taken out of context, and now I'm like very embarrassed to go back. You know, they're short-term assignments, but still, I just wanted to know, like, if I left a bad impression or
okay.
What you pick up.
First,
his name starts
with
a J.
Okay.
Yeah, coworker.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And could you give us a clue about what you said?
You're not to quote yourself exactly.
Oh, yeah. We were talking about like sunburns and stuff like that, and he was telling me that he had gotten like really bad sunburn in Hawaii, and like it turned into blisters, and then they were considered second degree burns. And then I was like, "Oh, it's because you're white," but I didn't, I didn't mean it like in a bad way. But somebody who was eavesdropping by was like, "Oh, that's mean," but obviously they didn't know what the conversation was about.
Right.
So.
Yes.
Well, are people that still that sensitive? Because, like, for instance, you sound white, but are you not?
I'm not. Me?
See, now,
no.
Yeah, see, that seemed like a racist comment from me when it was simply out of curiosity. Okay?
Yeah.
Because it goes to our stereotype.
Yeah, and you know, that taking things out of context, that's actually international. Shout out to Virgil in England, land of the Ings. Actually, what's funny is we have a guy at work compiles, people feed him quotes that are heard at work from people's in their conversations. And 99% of those quotes are a sentence that somebody heard taken out of context, and they're funny. They're hilarious when you, like in that case, if you just, somebody just hears that line, they can be like, holy crap, you know? But if they hear the whole conversation, like, oh, yeah. Because, like, one guy's quote, what did he say? He goes, I didn't just pull some random oil out of my butt. But when you hear that, you're like, holy crap. And then, but the whole conversation was, is like that he went and did a bunch of research and found out this right kind of oil to use on this right kind of part. And somebody's questioning him. And then he was saying, like, why are they questioning me? It's so strange. I didn't just randomly pull this exotic oil out of my butt or something. But when you hear that, you're like, oh, damn.
Have we
this
guy's really,
pulling oil out of his butt.
Are we that sensitive now?
No, there was nothing wrong with that. I'm just saying when you hear something out of context, there's a reason they say out of context.
So,
you don't know what the line was.
Erica, is that what you want for your question, is to know how he feels about it? But my past in knowing men, most men, they really blow stuff like that off. Most. And
yeah, I just wanted to.
Speaking of American men, okay.
You want to double check on that?
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
but
like, I'm embarrassed, you know, leaving a bad impression. It's a professional setting, and yeah.
Did he laugh?
I'm sure he. No, it was so awkward though, because you know that person made it so awkward, and I just left. It was even more awkward.
Yeah, well, that'll be interesting. I don't know, because now the person J, that's the one that you were having the conversation with, right?
Yes, correct. It was just me and him, A and B.
So he's not going to take, he himself is not going to take that out of context, probably, because he knows what you meant.
Of course not. He knew, yeah.
Should feel really stupid, but they don't know better, that when you hear somebody say one little thing, you can't immediately go, holy crap. But yeah. All right, what do you got, Deb?
I'm looking at this, and I'm thinking that it really hasn't affected him at all. Okay, you're the one that's feeling the heat from this, but I don't feel like it affects him at all. And so you're good. You're good.
Yeah,
and now had that been a female, I think there could have been a completely different outcome, because we tend to really, well, say it, Jim, say it. You're thinking.
Actually, I'm not thinking. I don't know what you're. I don't know that a comment is that's because you're white would bother a female over a male.
What if she wasn't white? What if she was mixed or something like? I just think women.
I don't know. I can't speak for your gender.
They try to pick.
God help me if I ever understand it. Go ahead.
What kind of impression did I leave, though, is what I wanted to know, because. Like,
impression.
I'm just so embarrassed. I don't even want to come back. I'm so embarrassed to come back. I mean, I would, but I would maybe try to avoid him. I don't know. I'm just embarrassed.
You could say something real, you know, cute, like, gee, I'm really sorry. I didn't mean to, you know, offend you or anything. He's going to blow it off. And truthfully, I think he actually is very attracted to you. Is it possible for you men to work with us without feeling attracted to us, or is that just inherent?
That's just normal, but you can be attracted without acting on the attraction.
Mm.
That's, you know, the brain actually is the master. Which is, some people don't want to listen to the smart. It's like the little movies where they have like the little angel on one shoulder and the little devil on the other shoulder whispering things to do. We actually do have make the choices. A lot of people like to listen to the devil a lot more than they should. Because that involves a lot of fun, usually.
I'm not seeing this as being any kind of a problem here. I really do think, though, that he has attracted you, and you bringing out that he's white, he feels is maybe now going to be a barrier to be able to spend any, you know what I mean? He might be thinking, well, maybe she doesn't go for white guys. And
yeah, well, I mean, that's, I guess, something.
But it could be like redheads or somebody, like, say,
fair-skinned
somebody from
people.
The Middle East.
So, yeah, fair-skinned
fair-skinned
people do burn.
Yeah.
Redheads are usually very, very fair-skinned, and they burn. They just look at them, and they burn.
Burn like he's a sausage out there.
Yeah,
I
they need to use
he's
Mexican.
And then he was
really light-skinned.
Yeah, he's Mexican. Yeah, he's light-skinned. And then he was wearing a jersey, and then I was like, oh, yeah, which team would you go to? And I told him between two. And he was opposite team, so I was like, oh, yeah, I don't like you no more. I got to go. So I don't want to come across catty either.
Men would respect men would respect that if you are opposite team and you say, oh, I got to go, I don't like that team or something. We would that's funny. That's cool. And I respect that. You got to stick to who you
he would tease her.
You got to stick to the team you like, or you got, if you dislike a team, you don't fake that you like them. If you dislike them, you dislike them. People sports guys respect that stuff. Got
it,
anything
it
out
soccer,
there?
And I still, so yeah, like I said, I just don't want it to come across like awkward either. Like, I don't know. I just, you know, but then we were just talking, and then I had brought ice creams, and I was like, oh, he's a health teacher, so I have a lot of, like, me too. I didn't want to say that part. But I had a lot of just knowledge, and so I had no lesson plans or anything like that. So I had to get a lot of advice from him, and so that's why, like, I'm so embarrassed. Maybe those two comments were probably not, you know, the whole stalker thing, like, I hope he wasn't mad about it either. He didn't seem too fuzzed too much about it. And he was smiling about the ice cream. I shared an ice cream with him, too. So I hope he enjoyed it.
You're probably feeling more sensitive about this than he is, because I see nothing, of detracting in that way. He's okay. He is okay. And, you know, that's when one thing I think men tend to have you know, they're easygoing. They're for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me.
All right. So, I have her Archangel Michael Sword of Light Oracle card. Subject is put your creative energy into action. Archangel Gabriel joins me. That's his buddy, Gabriel. And Michael are supposed to be pretty good buddies. Joins me to spark your creativity. Help you I can't communicate, so I can't say the word. Help you communicate your vision and motivate you to create something beautiful.
I think that's lovely. Very lovely.
Yes, indeed. Well, thank you for patiently holding. We appreciate that.
And I'm glad you brought that to us. Because I think that was a very good
question. It is. It's a good question. And actually, I think it'll be just fine myself, too.
And to Virgil, I want to
go.
Oh.
I'm going to let go feeling embarrassed.
Yeah,
I don't
want
to show up.
Yeah,
okay.
Forget it.
I don't think you have a zero thing to be embarrassed about. I think it's cool.
Okay.
All right, we're going to roll now. Take care, Erica.
Yeah, I wanted to say to Virgil, I do suck the energy out of electronics.
Usually, typically it's ghosts that do that.
Do they?
Yeah, because and a lot of these hunters have like walked in with a bunch of new batteries and backup batteries from the cameras and are like running out of energy. They say because who knows, but they say because for these ghosts to start manifesting and doing things in the physical world, it takes a lot of energy. So sometimes they'll zap it out of things. Or like if you feel it's cold in the air, it's probably because they pulled energy out of the air, so they feel the chill in the air. You know, when they say it's always cold, right? You hear them say, well, I just felt a big chill. Well, when you pull energy out of something, you pull energy out of something like air, it's going to get colder. You're removing that. That heat is energy. All right.
So Virgil got another new batteries.
International shout out to Olay in Lebanon and to Jeanette in Canada.
Jeanette's back from the tropics.
Tropic of Sir Gallahan.
Yeah. And, you know, it's funny, Virgil, you say you lost time. When I was a young kid, back in the old days, parents didn't always get kids ready for school. You were very self-reliant. You
Facebook
know, especially,
Messenger now, Deborah Lee.
Huh?
I just told him Facebook Messenger.
Especially if you're, I had a mother that worked late in the evening at what she did. And I would honestly believe that if I took the hands off on the clock and turned them back, the time was actually back going backward, you know.
Well, if you're young, at least you're logically thinking.
And
you
I was always
better.
Late for school. So anyway, excuse me.
Hi, Facebookers. Now we have the door open for a little while for you to Messenger just for a short amount of time. If you cannot do so, we will take some typed questions, but that's going to slow us down. So Messenger is the preferred method.
And
then if not, then we'll switch back to the phones and come back again.
Maybe they're just here to chit-chat.
Yeah, I'm just throwing it out there. Yeah, you're right. Not everybody wants a reading. I just give them the opportunity is given because some days they want the opportunity and it is not given. So I told them the last few shows, remember, they ask, oh, I want a reading. It's like, if you want a freebie on the show, you got to come on Wednesday to be pretty much guaranteed. So, all right, we're going to go ahead and shut that window down.
No, we're not.
Oh, you got it?
Yeah.
You got no volume on there.
No, really? Hello there. Hi.
Hi, Deb.
How are you?
Good. You look good.
So do you. You look good, too.
Yeah, everybody looks good.
What is on your mind this evening? Ooh, upside down.
I have two things.
Okay. We can do two things.
Sure, yep. Ask them right up front.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, number one, I want to start a business.
And do you know what it is? You know, you don't tell us your idea, but do you know what sort of, area it's in? Is it something creative or something service?
Metaphysical or, you know, what is it?
It's a service business.
Yeah, some like African food.
Oh, sounds nice.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, and what's your second question?
The second question is about this guy in Germany.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You're talking?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Well, that's good. Do you get a good vibe from him? Okay. So,
on and off.
So we have to see what the cards have to say about that.
Okay.
Cards are going down.
Yes, let's see.
All right. So there's a guy she's talking to. He's in Germany. Is he German himself, or is he just there from another country, though?
He's German.
Well, he's German. Okay, so that is his homeland. Or they would say back in the day, the fatherland.
Did they?
Mm-hmm.
Was that because of Hitler or what?
I think it was called the fatherland. It was called the fatherland long before Hitler came around, but he would use it a lot in his political speeches. Oh, Russia always, Mother Russia, they called it the motherland.
Oh.
Yeah, so people have different terms. course, I don't know what you do nowadays. Everybody getting sex changes and stuff, so I don't know what you call it. Hermaphrodite land, I guess.
Maybe that's what we are.
Non-binary law. Yes, I love Romania. Non-binary land. Oh, yes, indeed.
Okay, first of all, let's go with the business. Right now, let's put it this way. The world isn't quite ready, but work on it. Develop your idea. Set up a, they want you to do a business plan, like mission statement. You can find all that on the internet.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, and it's a really good way to define what you're doing. Not that I ever did it, but it's really being pushed now to be something that you do, want to focus on. And make sure you streamline what your business. I mean, there's all kinds of tips you could get from out there. Read a lot of, people that are knowledgeable. Now, I don't know about international, but here in the States, you can go, if you've got your ducks all in a row, nice business plan, you don't have any funding, you can go to something called the Small Business Administration. And if they like what they see, they're going to fund you. No, it's not free. You know, they're going to want that money back. But another thing you can do is, look for, that's why I'm saying I don't know internationally what the situation is. Over here, they wanted a small entrepreneur going. So you can't get rich working for somebody else, but you can working for yourself if you do it right. And also, what was the other thing I was going to say? Tell me, Jim. What was it?
I know not.
I thought you knew everything.
I know nothing.
Get a business angel. There are a lot of people that have made a great deal of money that they're looking for tax shelters. And one way to do that is for them to be an angel to a fledgling new business. Where if they don't really care if you fail, if you come up a loss, because it works for them, as far as, they're always looking to hide their money, hide their wealth. So just things like that. And as for the guy, I'm not sure he's really ready yet either. Does he talk about you coming to him? Or you coming, or him coming to you?
Yeah, we've been talking about that.
Yes, and which way? I'm just asking because he's like sitting on the fence as to whether he should come to you or have you come to him.
The situation here is not good because of Israel,
We are certainly feeling the impact of that too.
So he's thinking that I should go there, but we haven't talked in depth. He was to come here, but now Iran,
however they say it. They are really, poking that bear.
They try to start stuff all the time.
They do, and we've got an election coming up. Yeah. And did you see what happened in the news today? It was breaking news that the Senate threw out the impeachment.
Well, that's so stupid. That's the thing now. Every 4 years, somebody's going to try to impeach the president for something. That's just normal. It's getting out of control. Stupid. All right, what else you got for her?
Be careful who you share your ideas with. People that don't have a dream, they think nothing of stealing yours. Remember that, yeah. And let's see what else. Just before we... another thing is, I think you and the German guy might actually get something going between you. Now, just so you know, I have a son in the Army. He's actually a museum.
He's a museum. Yes, he's a museum. He's a good soldier, a museum.
He's a musician. But everybody in the Army, I don't care what your job is, you are a soldier first, last, and always. He's leaving for Poland May 3rd. I'm going to see him next week to be able to say goodbye to him. And it's hard on mothers, mothers and wives, girlfriends, sisters. Otherwise, men go, yeah, you get out there. You get out there and you knock them dead. You kill them. Yeah, you know, men. But he's going to be on the German side of Poland. So he said that the army there seems to be very efficient, and he'll be, according to what he's telling me now, of course, what comes down through the grapevine seems to be completely different, but I don't think it's worthwhile to believe in rumor. But anyway, it likely would be safer than where you are now. Jim's got something for you.
I do. I have an Archangel Michael card, and it is open up to your spiritual gifts. Remember that your true nature is spiritual, not physical. The angels are sending you messages to guide your soul's growth.
And I think that's so you. I really do.
Yeah.
All right. So thank you for letting me see. Oh, she's got the most beautiful smile, I swear. And boy, you look so young for your age. And I know you are young. But you're going to really appreciate that when you start, you know, really racking up some years there. Yeah, you guys, she's got beautiful skin. Keep that skin out of the sun. Wear a hat. Yeah. So take care, darling. All right. We'll talk to you soon.
Bless you. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Oh, she's so cute. All right.
All righty then. Alrighty
if she
then.
Didn't have a guy, I've got a guy. But she's interested in the German dude. And if she ever became uninterested, oh, yeah, I've got a guy.
Okay. All right. Area code 212. That would be in New York. 212, welcome to the show. You're the next caller.
Hey, Jim and Deborah. This is Bryn in New York City.
Yes. Hi, Bryn. How are you?
Welcome back.
Not too bad. Yeah, thank you. Feeling okay today after I've done some swimming, get the energy moving, you know. So my question is, when I do this painting or this artwork, what do the guides say I need to do to prepare to do it? As I'm sitting there, like, is there preparation? Is there meditation? Do I light a candle or ask my artist guides to come in or whatever?
Oh, I think that's a great
question.
Good.
That is good, and not asked all the time.
These cards have been so instrumental in helping others. I can't tell you their names because some are big names. You recognize them. And
okay.
You know, I got to be confidential about certain aspects. But they have been super helpful, those who are screenplay writers and, like you, artists, musicians, where the cards will tell them where they need to kind of, what would it be, the word, like beef it up?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he's looking for some kind of
for his art.
For preparation prior to a show, what kind of things he does need to prepare himself, I guess, mentally. Should he, exactly. Yeah. If you see other things, you can mention it to him.
As laying out your cards, I'm curious, where do you do your swimming? Up there.
At a YMCA a couple blocks away.
Okay, yeah. So you're not out there in that river or that, you know. Whatever.
Oh, boy, he'd have to have a good he'd have to be very tolerant of ice coldness.
That's true. They're not warmed up yet.
No, it only gets so warm anyway. You know. It's only going to get so warm, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you don't need hypothermia.
No.
No.
Oh,
cops are
is,
coming. Cops are coming there.
Yeah, this is good. This is really good. All right, what they want for you, and you have one really important spirit guide who's male.
He's male.
And I'm wondering, do you ever sense him? There may be others, but this one seems real, real special for you. And he is like right there with you, where what he is saying very with extreme pronouncement here is for you to listen to music. Music will help to bring it out in you. And if you have anywhere you could go where there's, say, grass, trees, beach, that kind of thing, where while we're surrounded by all this technology, we are being bombarded, with all these positive ions. You think, well, that's great, isn't it? No, you want to get the negative ones.
No, the negative ions are the good guys. I know that.
Yes. So listen to music. If you can stroll a beach, if you can walk through a park, especially if you can do it without your shoes on. I know, and that could be a little tricky. You know, people don't pick up after their dogs.
Yeah, I mean, I'm in New York City here.
Not much you can do.
You have to go to the big...
Yeah, but instead of that, even getting out, walking around, feeling the sunshine, this guy wants you to be embraced by the elements, the environment around you, not the home, not the, you know, not the dregs of society around you. And he wants you to see the beauty, the real beauty of it all. And I'm trying to get his name. It's like sapphire, something like that. Sapphire.
Sapphire.
Yeah.
Or something like it.
Don't ask me to spell it.
Right.
That's all right.
Yeah.
It's all relative.
So, but he's very much with you. Oh, I hear myself through.
Yeah,
you're
volume
something. Yeah.
It's pretty soft. I don't know if you need to worry about it.
No. Okay. So I just wanted to make sure you were aware that this is the message that you're receiving. And once you start actually doing art, you're going to feel like you've become possessed by the act of creation. And that's supposed to be brought to you through music.
Okay. What type of music do I listen to?
Well, now, I'm picking up here that it could be all kinds. But make sure it's not kind that you don't like, that kind of, you know, disturbs your spirit.
It breaks any kind of sense state that you're in. You don't want to disrupt that.
Yeah, and it feels to me like mainly instrumental.
Okay.
And, you know, and what's nice about that is you can find a lot of different genres that have instrumental music.
Sure.
Oh, you can.
So it doesn't lock you into something you don't like. There's a lot of people thinking, when they hear instrumental, it's like, oh, it's got to be classical. I can't stand classical, but there's other instrumental stuff too.
It really is.
Yeah.
Classical is very beautiful.
But some people just like it.
Yeah.
I mean, music is like...
No, I like classical. I like jazz.
Yeah. Music is like food to each their own. You know, you can't say if somebody's wrong for disliking something or liking something.
Yeah, and I'm feeling like also that the Celtic music, isn't that how you pronounce it?
Yes.
Celtic.
Yeah. Ooh, there's a lot... A lot of inspiration in that music.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
There is, especially the old, especially the stuff that goes back way back. Yeah.
And, Bryn, keep yourself open because I tell you, you are going to get discovered. In some form or fashion, it's ahead for you.
Hmm.
Yep, I see them right here. It's a couple. There's a woman and a man, and between them is great love for. See, and I'm not at all educated in art.
Oh, no, neither am
I. So I can't say, it's going to be your surrealism.
Oh, yeah, she can't nail down any kind of aspects of your art.
No, but it is going to be
What I get is a kind of abstract, some abstract art, I feel like, something like that in some way.
Oh, I think so.
Well, especially if you feel it.
You know
where
I saw a lot of that, and a lot of people are not even aware that this online world exists, but it's called David, how do you say his name, David Bowie.
Yeah. Talking about the
David Bowie
the
world.
The singer.
Yeah, and I used to hang out there a lot, and there's some really amazing abstract art there. And it was free before, but yeah, you just take on your little download and you'll see all kinds of people in there. But that really struck me.
That was a long time ago,
it
right?
Well, I just recently looked at it.
Okay, I didn't know that.
And
I missed that.
It's very free form, but, you know,
yeah.
I thought it was good, too. So
All right. Stand by for your Archangel
Deborah.
Michael card.
Okay, hon.
Archangel Michael says your vibration is rising. This is a time of great spiritual growth for you. You're evolving to occupy a higher energetic frequency.
I'm feeling that.
Good. Well, that's Archangel. This is an Archangel Michael card too, so he the man. So
yeah, I've been calling on Archangel Michael lately. Yes,
that's probably not a coincidence. That card.
No, he's a badass. I've never seen him with a small sword. They're always just huge.
He's like the only one I see with a sword, typically depicting artwork and stuff. Yep. So, all right. Well, thank you so much, my friend.
Well, thank you, Jim, and thank you, Deborah, so much.
Sure, you do not be a stranger. Yep. Good luck to you too, and keep in touch.
Thank you,
both. International shout out to Laura in Canada.
Laura.
Oh, Laura.
Is it time to go to them?
I have just officially typed it, and his Facebook portal is open for Messenger.
Because I don't see. Oh, there it is.
Yeah, there's a few. Only just Messenger Deborah Lee now. We'll keep it tick-tocking for a little bit, and then we'll go back to the phones. But, you know, we got it like that. They get it going for us.
Hello, hello.
Hello. I love you. Won't you tell me your name? I think on our next show, whenever that may be, I think we should try my computer again, but we know we can throw this one on there on the spot if we have to real quick, if we have a death. Because mine did find some errors, and it said it did some corrections, and I did some update stuff, and blah-bitty-boop, blah-bloop-bloop.
And I've gotten very comfortable with the portal.
But I am telling you.
So.
The sound.
Of silence.
This is a lot different.
Oh.
I've listened to our calls before.
Do we sound different to all of you?
The Facebookers, and we're not going to sound different, too, because the speaker's way over there.
That's right. They don't come through this.
Nope. Negative, Ghost Rider. All right. I think we're going to shut the door. All right. Let's go to the phones. Let's see. We have next. Let's go out west coast again. We're going to go to California, 415. At least that's the area code.
Hello.
415, welcome. You're the next caller.
Yes, welcome to the show. To whom are we
speaking? Hi, thank you.
Yeah. And you are?
This is Jessica.
Hi, Jessica.
Jessica.
Yeah.
Hey.
Hi. Good to have you with us.
Thanks. Thanks for taking my call. Yeah, so I'm just wondering what you're picking up about, it's a couple of things. I would say a move, living situation and a move. I think I called you guys about this before, about moving out of the state. It's just myself getting into conversations with people basically saying that I'm out of here, which I'm not yet, but it just comes out.
Well, it's good to keep asking the same questions because then we can start to see the fluctuations and how things are really stacking up, you know, for such a thing. So I'm going to go for that right now.
Or
for
if
you.
There has been a change.
Oh, right.
Because life is full of changes.
Exactly. Yes. Now, let me ask you, Jessica, do you know where you want to go? I mean, are you just going to be a feather on the wind? Okay.
Yeah, that's the thing. I don't have a new place hasn't lit up for me just yet. So that's why I'm still building connections here and working on my business here, building contacts. So and, you know, and working out deals. So it's not really like ideal to be, I don't think it's like a good idea when you're in the middle of a conversation and then somehow it just comes out that like, yeah, I don't like it here. You know, like,
yeah, right.
But you're I don't really notice it until it comes out. You know, like I'm uncensored. Yeah.
You're in Cali, California?
No, I'm in Pennsylvania.
Okay.
Ah, but the area code is from there, so we got it.
Pennsylvania.
You
know, it seems to be that PA is a place people either love or they can't wait to get out of there. And my late husband was from there. It seemed very, I don't know, kind of antique-y to
me. Well,
it
depends on where you live.
Yeah.
It's not antique-y in Philadelphia or Pittsburgh or in the cities. But, you know, if you live out in the country, that some old houses and old this and old that, well, you know.
Oh, boy, I'll tell you what. Your cards are on fire over this. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think that you are going to, it's going to just hit you like a lightning bolt. You're going to either see something interesting, maybe on the internet. You're going to see something or hear about something, but you are going to follow a new path with your work. And I'm trying to see and get a feel for which way you're going. But I want you to know it's big. It's going to start out as the Six of Clubs, which is a card of effort and work. And a job, and be, you know, like a job, but oh, then it's going to transform into the Two of Hearts, which is everything. Like, how do I explain this? Self-fulfillment, true satisfaction, real happiness, joy. And I got to tell you, back home, there was a two-word phrase that the college kids had coined about their parties, because we kind of come from a college town, Gemini. It sounded like I said Gemini.
Yeah, it did sound like Gemini and Gemini. Yeah. Yes, it did.
And the words are ultra simple. Ultra, spelling ultra. Then it was Z-Y-M-P-L. And that means all good things in life. And that's what I see you heading toward. And at some point, you're going to partner up with another woman. The two of you are going to complement each other so wonderfully in the work you do. So it is coming to you. And I don't feel you're going to be trudging through 8 feet of snow next winter, you know, to get out of there and get on with your dream. But I feel like it's...
Yeah, that's a great reading.
I'm sorry?
I'm sorry, I didn't want to cut you off there. I thought that you were done speaking. I was saying that was a great reading. And yesterday, somebody contacted me from another country, a person in a very high position who has tons of money. I'm talking about like a multimillionaire contacted me from another country, was interested in my services, and I started having like all these visions of, oh my God, if this guy hired me, I would move to his country. Like I was like, wow, like you really are ready to up and go. Like that's kind of what, like, I'm out of here. That was like the thought immediately when that came through. It was like, I'm up here.
Thank you for sharing that, because you do have a man here also here, and he comes through as a King of Hearts. Which is, if the two of you were joined in a business project together, he would bring all kinds of heart to the project. This is a man that doesn't want to step over you because he's already got, you know, all the money he needs. But I think this is a man that wants to express his generosity and give to others. And you are going to be a key player. There will be another woman involved in this with you. So this could easily turn into like a three-part partnership. So, And you, this reading should be a confirmation to you that that's where you're going.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think you're going.
Yeah.
You're going. Get your passport.
Oh, I'm so ready. Yeah, thank you, Deborah. That's awesome.
Well,
yeah.
You're so welcome. Now, Jim's got Archangel Michael with him.
I have a card. He's not with me, but I have his deck of cards. So in theory, if you know, but... He says, don't settle for less. You are a child of the divine, and you deserve to have your dreams come true. Don't give up.
Yeah. Yeah, that's amazing. That's exactly the message that was coming through yesterday, like when this, like, magical connection came to me. And, again, this man with, like, very high, like, he – like, basically, he rules, he's the ruler of a country. For real.
Maybe you're going to be like Grace Kelly and become his queen. Or his. Well, she married.
You know what, I was thinking.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, well. No, I was thinking about that because, like, I was like, oh my God, like, am I attracted to this guy? Like, maybe this is romance too. But I was thinking, like, I you don't really want someone who has, like, so much more money than you, like, ridiculous amounts of money, because it makes the power, like, balance, it makes it so unbalanced. So I was thinking I was going to say to him that he has to give me half of his money in order for us to have, like, an even relationship. Because it's, like, so unbalanced, like, the amount of money he has.
Yes.
Versus me.
Yes, that is true. You can bring the love, but you got to have a few bucks behind it, too, so that there is a sense of balance. Oh, this sounds so exciting. It could be a movie. You never
know. Oh, yeah. It is
exciting. Oh, my goodness.
Okay, cool.
Yep.
All right,
thank you very much.
You must stay in touch.
Yeah,
so we know
surely
how you're doing.
Okay, I will. Yeah, it's very exciting. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you very much.
Yep. I love that.
It is good.
Yeah, I love when it gives me chills and I get, like, goosebumps that I read recently, but they are finding out that more women are getting chills and, like, you know, serious chills and goosebumps as a precursor to the Widowmaker heart attack, you know? Widowmaker, they're saying more women are falling.
International shout out. To Joanne in Canada. Canada's representing pretty hard tonight. All right,
Joanne, before the show, before we got to readings, I did put out that those, I wanted you to, and the others to be aware too, that anyone that has been talking to me privately, I will be getting back to you. I did get bad news concerning my mother, and it's taken me a couple days to help my sister with phone calls and handling arrangements and things. So I will get to you most likely tomorrow. So I wanted to make sure that you got that.
520, Olisa.
Thank you, Laura. That's
hi. I'm so sorry about your mom. I really am.
Thank you, hon. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, hon. You know, when you lose your mother, that's like, I don't know how what it's even like yet.
I know. But, I lost mine. Yeah, I lost mine. And she did have dementia the last 4 or 5 years of her life. And she lived to a ripe old age.
Sure. Yeah.
And they are finding ways to better manage this.
Yeah, it's just a matter of time, like anything.
I spoke to an elderly man who told me, a real close friend of his wife has been diagnosed with that, but that she's responding really well to medication. And
always
an instant death sentence. You know, it's not. So that's good to know. Yeah. All right. Well, let's talk about you.
Talk
there,
about
darling.
Lisa.
Well, when we you started the last reading that the powers, the eclipse powers, I'll blame it on the eclipse powers that discontinued.
Monday show, yes. Yeah, blame it on my computer.
You started to say something about the former friend, girlfriend.
Yeah.
You saw her in the cards, so I've just been wanting to try to get that information,
I'm so sorry how we just went boom.
No, it's all right.
Well, I got up and I walked away so angry that when you get so reliant on these beasties, this technology just kills you when you lose it.
Well, we're running a different machine tonight, and it will not fail. Well, I've been putting some hours in on this damn thing to get it to. Get it going. And
Virgil. I don't know how.
I only nailed this down, about 1 hour before the show that I finally figure out everything.
He's been
for the new
just
computer.
Relentless.
Yep.
Wow.
And you know what you do after a while? You just start trying. Try A, try B, try C, try D. Oh, D worked. No, so D it is. So I finally, trial and error. I run some dummy shows, Blog Talk. I put them on Blog Talk and say, test. Then I delete the episode after a while. So I had a little test show going like 4:45. No, 4:45. So. Yeah. All right, anyway, get to Lisa.
So he missed his nap.
Yeah, but you know what? Yeah, I slept pretty good last night, and I dozed off a couple times at work because I've muscle relaxers. I have an excuse.
True.
Yep.
Okay. Let's backtrack a little.
Yes.
That woman was at the party.
Yep.
And you approached her, and I thought that took a real pair of, you know what,
pretty much called
no,
out and said,
it did not.
Said,
uh-uh.
You are.
Yep. She hurt me. She hurt me big time. I was doing everything for her out of friendship. That's what I do for friends. And I gave her a big part of my heart, and I was helping her. And then, you know, we would arrive at destinations, and I'd have a good time, but I was getting worn out. And then I told her, I laid down a boundary. I said, I just asked that people please call before coming. And she screamed into the phone, sorry to bother you. And then she clicked off. And then I didn't hear from her at all. And was going into a few weeks. And then my friend, our mutual friend, came up and asked me, he said, why weren't you, she had a party at her ranch, why weren't you there? Because everybody had been seeing us together. You know, we would arrive at these parties or whatever because I was driving her. She has a disability. But I was having a great time. And she got pissed at me setting a boundary, and then she threw a party and didn't include me, and I was pissed. She had done something very mean to me. So when I walked into the party, I was mad when I saw her. I just saw red, and I walked right over to the table, and that's when I said, I'm surprised you got an invitation here. See, I had introduced her to the host of that party a few weeks prior. She was there through my introduction. And so, anywho, you picked something up in the cards.
Yeah, remember that. Now, how are you and the neighbor doing?
You know, I haven't seen him since the party.
Oh.
I have not seen him. He's doing something really different. He never leaves his place ever until like mid-morning or afternoon. Well, since the party, he's been leaving early in the morning. Early for me is like 8. You know, I'm usually at work on my computer. And then he comes home for a few minutes, and then he's gone until the evening, dark. And then he comes home. I mean, right now he's home, but we haven't really talked. And I do have to ask him about some repairs here. Things are falling apart. But I'm not. I'm too tired. I'm like trying to pull some other stuff together. And then there's a big old music thing going on through the next several days. So I don't know if my former girlfriend's going to be there. I don't know. You know, I don't know if he's going. Who knows? I'm so tired of all this stuff.
Okay, well, let's see. And how's the house selling going?
It looks like it's going to be concluding.
Is it in a good way?
Sorry?
Is that in a good way? Positive?
I hope going so. Through?
Well, oh. I see money. I see money coming to you, and it's under the share to come true, which you know that I love. And
yeah.
If things happen under this final designation,
but you can't always love that.
Why not?
What if the share to come true is that you're going to get run over by a truck?
Oh my God, you and your
then
it,
well, I'm just saying. You say the share to come true. I love that designation. You can love it, unless the share to come true is not a positive thing.
Well, when it's a negative thing, that's when you use your power of choice.
Oh, got it.
And change.
Yes.
Where you're not playing with your phone as you're going across the street. Or,
okay, I'm with you. Okay, I guess you don't so much love the message always, but you love the knowledge.
The knowledge.
I got you. I can roll with you there. All right. I'm done arguing. I will stand down. Go ahead. Carry on.
Yeah. Like, for instance, I've got some fraud on my bank account. And I saw something in my own cards that already had, like, alerted me. So then I went and checked everything, and sure enough, you know, they'll get you with the smallest amount, but they keep dinging your account, you know, thinking, well, she's not going to notice. All right.
Well, yeah, they'll ding it, and then either we'll step it up a little bit or they'll just go for the big yank.
Your neighbor is still mad at you, Lisa. And he
Why?
Is, oh, because you're
because
not.
You didn't follow, you didn't want to put the leash on, you didn't want to put the leash on your neck and do exactly as you're told.
And let's face it, a year ago, you begged him to do things with you, and you were, the two of you were real handsy, you know, with each other.
I don't even know, did I beg him? I don't remember begging him.
You didn't beg him, but you really made yourself available all the time and never thought about social things by yourself
you
back in the day.
And you were kissing his everything.
Remember, you got to admit, you were not going, you know, you didn't have a little social life way back in the day.
Mm-mm.
He's mad at me?
Yeah.
But think about it.
Oh, he's a narcissist. Of course he's going to be mad at you.
As he's pointing the finger at you, not that finger, just the...
Yeah, he's not giving you
the
middle bird finger.
There's three more pointing back at him. But he's so...
Then they're not pointing at you then.
All right. And now he's trying to really get you stirred up. Wherever he's going, he may be just going out into the country and sitting there playing with his phone or...
I find that hard to believe for 13, 14 hours. Well, maybe only 12. That's right. It doesn't stay dark that late.
He's not initiating anything with you, and you left that party with another man. You can tell him till the cows come home. Nothing happened.
Yeah.
What do you think he's going to believe?
Well, the man didn't get in the car. I don't know if he saw that part of it. The man just ran around the car trying to get stuff.
You could have rendezvoused later.
This man wasn't my cup of tea. He was just a very pleasant, sweet man. Yeah,
oh,
but you're right.
We understand from your point of view.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Got to understand. That was the perfect.
For another person watching,
move.
They could be like, I see
how it is. And
is
running away with him because he's probably thinking, why would she want anything to do with that ugly old goat? You know, or because men never. Well, but he's probably saying something.
But he would look down upon any other guy and find fault in him.
And so what I'm seeing here is he is trying to turn his back on you to tit for tat. I don't know why they have that expression. But it's like, well, she's hurt me, so I'm going to hurt her now. When actually,
I don't know how.
He needs to back up that truck because he started out hurting you. He was very callous at times. No, I don't want to go here, there, or wherever. So, anyway, to me, as the person who reads your cards, I feel that he is being really transparent right now. He's mad, and he wants to get you mad, because before you couldn't let the sun go down when the two of you were having, were at odds with each other.
Oh, I don't know why he would be mad.
I am going to very much be a little bit meek here and say I used to take his side, but see, he had suckered me too in all of this, because some people are just masterful as being, well, like an emotional cat burglar. Some call them vampires, but I think a vampire is pretty obvious, you know, but a cat burglar sneaks. And so, yeah, I got suckered right along with you. But if your relationship is still in the downward spiral. And it's good because it's getting you ready for a real healthy relationship with a real man. Yeah.
What a man, what a man, what a mighty good man.
Yes. And I like that song.
The man with the man,
she
the man, what a mighty
like,
good
I'm
man.
I'm open like 7-Eleven to the guy. I love it.
Oh, is that that song?
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, I love
that,
it.
That's Salt and Pepper, ain't it?
Yeah, and you know, we were talking with our first caller about her having made a remark that said to him, well, that's because you're white, about getting a sunburn. Black women really know how to treat their men. We could probably take lessons from them because they really know.
Well, they seem to put up with a lot of bullshit they shouldn't put up with, too.
Who, them? Well, sure, because they turn these men into kings.
Yeah, they put up with a lot of them. It's stereotyping, but a lot, they forgive them for a lot of stuff they shouldn't be forgiven for.
For the cheating and...
Yeah, cheating, lying, just blatant lying. Blatant. We hate blatant. Anything else you got before I play the harps?
Well, she is going to get her money. There are new men coming into your life soon. And your neighbor is eventually, I feel, going to get nasty. So be prepared.
Why?
In the event, well, if you go to move, he made a comment to you recently about something to the, now I may have got this wrong, and you can tell me, but he made some comment like, you're only affectionate to me when you want me to do something, or like.
He said, I'm only the maintenance man around here. And we were having, you know, a little spike of pleasantness between us. I mean, it was very pleasant for a minute. And even the morning of the party, you know, we were talking and he flaccid salt, and we were all in the store together separately. We'd driven all of us had driven there separately, and flaccid salt walked before ahead of me, and he said, your boyfriend's here, meaning my neighbor.
Yep.
And
I remember.
We were individually buying our stuff for the potluck. And then, you know, it was pleasant. We greeted each other at the party. And so I don't know why, you know.
Well, but I want you to be aware here that things are going to evolve where you both live. That I think that each of you is going to want to, well, you're going to, how can I put this? You're going to face possibly, most likely, I don't know, potential is very strong here for trouble to happen around that apartment, that dwelling.
Really?
Through the management.
Oh, no, yeah, that kind of trouble.
Yeah, and you will be moving. You will be moving on.
That could sell it, get somebody else to run it, start, somebody wants to jack the prices up unrealistically or something.
Yeah. Yeah, it seems,
something to that effect, just spitballing, throwing stuff out there.
Yeah. All right, bring them on.
I have Lisa's Archangel Michael card. The subject is trust in divine purpose.
Mm.
This experience has divine meaning. Healing will come. Know that you are on a path of growth.
Well, I think, yeah, go ahead.
Thank you. Good, thank you.
We can get into this more when I contact you tomorrow, okay?
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
You're so welcome.
Tomorrow or Friday, right?
Tomorrow or Friday,
she wasn't sure yet.
That's for everybody else, too.
I'm sorry about your mother. God, I'm so sorry about that.
Well, the saddest part is that she was so incredibly vibrant. I mean, this woman had sales in her blood. At one point, she looked like Marilyn Monroe, you know.
Yeah.
Nothing lasts forever.
Yeah, and here's an example about how change and the fear of change can turn our lives in a completely different direction. When she was in high school, she sang with a guy named his name was Jerome something, but he changed it.
Jerome Buttlicker.
No. But they sang on the radio. They were a singing team, and he changed his name to Jerry Music. And then later he changed it. When he got to Hollywood, he called himself Lorenzo Music. Now, when he went to go to Hollywood, he got a hold of my mother. They never, I know. And he said, come on, Marlene, I'm going to California. I am going to be a star. I want to take you with me. And she said, no. And so he went on. He became the voice of Garfield the Cat. He was in other stuff. He was the Carlton, the doorman. I don't think.
Those are the only two things I know.
Yeah.
That's it. Carlton, doorman from Rhoda, right?
Yeah.
And Garfield the Cat from a few cartoons.
And your dad knew him from the high school, too.
I don't remember.
And
that,
he said
okay.
He'd heard, or he followed his career, and he'd done quite a bit. So, there's the thing, you know. If you get offered that brass ring, take a chance.
All right, Lisa, and the rest of you blog talkers, we've extended our show, but all good things must come to an end.
Yes, exactly true, everybody.
So, folks, we have gotten through we had a couple hardware issues on our end, and we've found a substitute machine. So we're good.
And I'm sorry, those who are still waiting, we can only,
it can't go on forever, because if we kept extending the show for new callers, I guarantee it would never end.
Yeah,
it would never
I would
end.
Be a blithering idiot, not that I'm not one already. But.
And it's not a weekend. Tomorrow there's a weekday and things to do and appointments and stuff, so we cannot keep the night up too late, even though like our fellows out in Europe are up very late. We appreciate that. All right, well, thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks to all.
Yes,
yeah.
Indeed. Let's see. I think we should go
with
this. All right.